Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are looking live at Baltic, South Dakota, and the Ag PhD Field Day. It starts tomorrow, but we're here previewing the event today, and it is beautiful. Couldn't be better. I know they call it a cool front, but it's rather refreshing to have some, especially for folks that are at Field Day, kicking tires and hanging out in beautiful Baltic, South Dakota for this event that has become such a draw, with 10,000 plus folks from not only the Northern Plains, where we're broadcasting What's on Your Mind, but also, of course, from all across the world and the globe, as a matter of fact.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
and they come to the good old U.S. of A.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right. America, baby. USA. Scott Hennen live from the wonderful golden towers of the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag. Booming to the Bakken, Williston, Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, the whole northwest corner where that a blessing of oil is quite the bounty. KTGO, the flag west, and, of course, KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson as well, or however you're listening on the iHeartMedia platform or any of our apps. Thanks for doing so. I'm Scott Hennen. We're at Baltic, South Dakota today for a preview of Ag PhD Field Day. We'll be broadcasting here tomorrow as well. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun with me today. Hello, Todd.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Oh, just lovely. You?
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to shift the open phone time to the second hour today so we can talk with the folks that are hosting Ag PhD Field Day here in just a moment. We're also going to talk with Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. He'll be here for a full half hour. Many questions have been pouring in related to that vote last week on the removal of the Defense of Marriage Act to something different, where marriage is defined in each state and then every other state defines the marriage. Kelly's been taking a little bit of heat there as one of 47 Republicans that joined the Democrats in that vote. We'll find out why. I will say there's a little bit of chess going on here to remove that issue as a November issue. So we'll talk a little bit about the thinking behind that. And then we're going to talk with some folks from Ag PhD Field Day here as well that are displaying their wares in part of the day tomorrow as well. But we begin first with a couple of fellows that have been on your television screen for nearly a quarter of a century and do a radio show all across the USA, have this new platform called Acres TV as well, that the What's on Your Mind folks are going to be taking a part of, and which we look forward to as well. And pleased to welcome Brian and Darren Hefty to the program. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
So let's first talk a little bit about Field Day. What is Field Day? Why should folks come to Field Day, Brian?
Well, it's something we've been doing for probably 20 years now. We put it on every year just to say thanks to all our viewers and all our listeners. We really appreciate the support and everything, and we just want farmers from across the country to see kind of the stuff that we're working on our own farm. So it's a free event we put on every year, and it's really grown over the years, and now we're up over 10,000 people pretty much every year. And I would say, too, how it's grown, we have so much more equipment than ever, more plots. We have a live air show that's going to happen tomorrow.
Air show?
Yep, great. Yep.
In the air.
The Vanguard Squadron's going to be
here.
Yeah, doing loop-de-loops and everything, I guess. So anyway, the weather looks great for them. But, yeah, we got a lot of great farmers coming in from all over the country to speak to other farmers about their practices. And so it's really a lot of fun.
And, Darren, you grew up right around here. This is the homesteaded farm, right?
You know, we grew up right here, and that's one of the things that we like about the Field Day, that we get people to come here onto our own farm to see what we're working on, to see our research projects, to see kind of some of the things behind the scenes with Ag PhD. They hear us talk about, oh, no, they can't do that on a big scale. Well, come take a look. Come see it right in the middle of the growing season, how these different things look like. For example, Scott, we talk about natural products or beneficial microbes, these types of things. And for a lot of growers, this is kind of some new ground to cover. But we're understanding a lot more of what's going on below the soil, and that's helping us out in crop production and to be really efficient with what we're doing out there.
Hey, and just to clarify, this isn't our homesteaded farm, but our great-grandpa had the farm a mile north. Our grandpa had the farm a mile west, and we've had this farm for, I don't know, 40-plus years. And so, yeah, we're right around here anyway.
In this neck of the woods. Yeah, exactly right. Where you Hefty Naturals, by the way, sponsoring our Ag Field PhD, our Ag PhD Field Day broadcast, by the way. Darren mentioned that, Brian, but talk a little bit about the technology and what you are learning below the soil.
Well, I just say there are so many billions of organisms below the soil. And quite frankly, just as an industry, we don't fully understand a lot of the things that are going on there yet. We're getting there, and it's been really good. But for a lot of us, like for Darren and me growing up on the farm, our number one job was killing weeds. So we go out there, we see a weed, we have to pull it. Then eventually it was hoe it, and then eventually spray it. So, you know, we progress there a little bit. But, I mean, that's easy because that stuff is big. You can see it, and then you go act. Well, with what's happening below ground, that's why we've talked a lot about drain tile and air in the soil so the microbes can live and building soil organic matter. Everybody wants to talk about carbon today. Well, if you want to sequester carbon, you want to build soil organic matter, you have to have those microbes working. So it's just it's the next step beyond the weeds, insects, diseases that we've been talking about for years.
What, Darren, does Hefty Naturals mean? What do you mean by naturals? Explain that.
Well, a lot of this is just how you say things, and when we think about it, many in our industry will say biological products, and just that word biological, it just doesn't seem very friendly, and it makes you maybe a little bit nervous about what these things are. But we're talking about natural microbes that are found in our soils, that are found in the environment, and to Brian's point, there are billions and billions of them just in a handful of soil, and all we're trying to do is influence what's right around that root zone. And by putting more of the good guys right around that root, we can hopefully hold off the bad guys a little bit longer and do more of those positive things for our plants.
And while that may be the next best thing and next big thing, I guess, in agriculture, Brian, it's the oldest thing. It really is back to the origins of you know, getting plants to grow out of the ground, getting crops to come out of the ground.
Yes, but the challenge here is this. A lot of us are still looking for what we call these home run events. So think about it this way. If, let's say, your grandpa was the first one who was using commercial fertilizer, and he puts some fertilizer on and goes, wow, I gained 50 bushels or 30 bushels back then, whatever. Or your dad or grandpa was the first one to use herbicides. Like when our dad came from Iowa up to South Dakota, nobody was using herbicides here. So he's spraying a herbicide, and it's night and day difference. You go, wow. Well, there aren't many of these wow events left in agriculture. I don't know what we're going to discover now where we can all of a sudden gain 50 bushels. But there are a lot of things where we can gain 5. We might be able to gain 10. We might get a little better drought tolerance. We might get a little faster emergence, things like that. So that's one of the things we have to get our expectations right. But at the end of the day, all we're really after here on the farm is to try to figure out how we can make more money on the farm, raise better yields, safer and healthier crops, and do a better job with the soil. And those are the things we're looking at.
I don't think agriculture in general gets enough credit for the level of innovation, technology.
No.
Yields better every year. I mean, it's phenomenal. You compare it to any other sector,
right,
and it's just off the charts. Darren, talk a little bit about that. What you do today better than you did a year ago?
Well, I just think it's as simple as this, Scott. At our Ag PhD Field Day, we have a ride and drive area, and we have brand new equipment, so all the new control systems. Heck, we've even got autonomous vehicles out here running at the field day. And if you haven't been involved in agriculture ever, or even if you haven't been involved in agriculture for the last 5 years, come sit in one of these tractors and see the type of technology that we're working with. See all the different things that you can do out in the field. It's so much different than a lot of people imagine. A farmer in bibbed overalls with a blade of grass sticking out of his mouth, that kind of thing. Farming's not like that. It's really high tech right now, and you're right. It's advancing very quickly.
Big business. Is it attracting talent? Are people staying on the farm? Are the younger generations taking this on, Brian?
It's much better today. So when Darren and I were growing up on the farm, it was the 1980s. And for a lot of our friends, they grew up on the farm, and their dad told them, hey, look, son or daughter, you can do anything in the world you want except come back to the farm. Fortunately, we were not told that, but there were a lot of the best and brightest people in agriculture that basically got kicked out of ag because the farm economy was so terrible, and the parents didn't want to see the kids have to go through what they did.
Yeah, what an exciting time to be in this business right now, though, and thankfully those conversations between dad and daughter and dad and son are a little bit different these days, let's hope.
Yeah.
Take a short break, back with more of our conversation with the Hefties. Brian and Darren with us today on the program. Questions or comments, welcome at 701-258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening, 800-228-0550. Text us at 237-1590. Did you know that oil and gas, this industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities. It's everywhere.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My friends at Pock Place, North Dakota's home for Chevy, are the home for very often those one-owner, low-mileage vehicles. This one's a single-owner, 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500, so the 6.6 liter V8, 51,650 miles on it, jet black exterior, HD Custom Edition, so you got the gooseneck fifth wheel package, backup camera, tow package, remote start, heater. This thing is loaded. I can sense already you're on your way to Puckledge. Valley City location for this one. Bismarck, of course, home as well to Puckledge, and you need to see this one in person, really. Was $53,000. You tell them, hey, Scott sent me. What's on your mind? $52,000 even. Save over $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here. Text us 701-237-1590. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, bottom of the hour, open phone time to start our next hour today on What's on Your Mind. And calls, questions, and comments always welcome at 701-258-0550. Texter says, I've never been to Field Day. I've always wanted to get there. My neighbors talk about it. What's new this year? You guys touched on this a little bit this year, but give them another reason, Brian, to come to Field Day.
Well, Darren said autonomous equipment. That's probably the thing that people have been asking us the most about. So there's a lot of equipment. But in terms of what's new beyond that, I just say there are over 20 product premieres for, like, literally world launches, some of the big equipment companies, the big ag chem companies, technology companies. So rather than launching these things at some of the other farm shows that are out there, they launch it here because we're the first farm show. We have attendance from all over the country. And I'd also say one of the interesting things that got brought up to me yesterday is many of the head people for some of the biggest ag companies in the world are here tomorrow in some of these different booths. So we have the opportunity to work with all these technologies out there. We try a lot of things, and then we say, hey, whatever, BSF or Bayer or any of these big ag companies, we say, you know what, we're going to have a bunch of your stuff in our plots at the Field Day. Would you like to come? Would you like to have a tent here and have some of your people here? And they bring some of the best ones in. So I mean, I could go on. There are 50 new things, 100 new things. But, yeah, it's awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the discussions are always different. Weather's always changing. Markets are always changing. So it's exciting talking agriculture every year at this event.
I'm guessing now it means 10,001 will be here because you just sold that listener. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one of the things I think is interesting with all this autonomous is the available technology and the ROI that's obvious that comes from it is one thing, really understanding how to operate is another. So that's where an event like this helps a lot, doesn't it? And I might add Acres TV, because there's a whole lot of tutorials happening there as well. Right, Darren?
Well, I think we read a lot about these new technologies coming, and we hear just little blips throughout ag media about what's coming and things from the companies. They'll talk about it. But to actually see them out in a field and kind of get to understand, and believe me, there'll be the technical people here that are working on these machines at the Field Day, too, that can ask questions of, okay, how far off is this? I just was having a conversation with a grower up in Saskatchewan today, just talking about autonomous vehicles, and the company that he's working with said, all right, it's going to be 7 years of flawless operation in the field before this is a wide release. Well, he's one of those guys working on this that has been looking at this in the field now for a number of years. I don't know how close some of these different technologies are, and that's why you come to something like the Ag PhD Field Day, visit with those companies directly. Hey, where is this going to get used? What is this going to do for me out in the field? What can I realistically expect? Because we all have these thoughts in our own minds of, man, what does autonomous vehicles mean? Does that mean I just sit at home and run all these things on a computer and don't go out to the field? I think it's going to be the opposite. I think it's going to be, I'm going to be in the field while these machines are running. I'm going to be digging. I'm going to be checking things out. I'm going to be adjusting things, just like you would if you're running a tractor and equipment through the field.
What we've always tried to do at Ag PhD is base everything around ag education. We're just trying to get better, smarter, hopefully more profitable, like I was saying earlier, better for the ground, everything else. So the difference between what we do, and it's a field day, not a farm show. So when you go to the farm shows, you're just looking around at all the different things that are there a lot of times. Here here, hopefully, when anybody comes, they're going to learn some things. And not necessarily from us, but from all these great speakers we got coming in. And, I mean, you actually see plots in the field and things that we're doing, new technologies we're trying. So we got 100 different things, more than 100 different things, a lot of different things we're showing. And we literally will take people through the plots in the morning, and you get the opportunity to visit with customers, or I should say companies, and then their customers and the farmers that are working with all these companies and the technologies and everything else. It's a lot of fun.
Seventh largest crop protection retailer in the U.S., number 11 in seed. Hefty is quite a brand. I've been watching. You guys have given me an ag PhD because I've been watching for, darn near 25 years. Talk about how you went from, obviously being stewards of this farm for your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents to a national ag brand.
Well, our dad, when he came from Iowa, and I was saying this a little bit earlier, nobody's using herbicides around here, and so he brought herbicides with him from Iowa. People go, whoa, what are you doing here? This is amazing. And so then he started bringing stuff back for other farmers, and then things kind of went from there. And so when Darren and I, we both went to South Dakota State University. No offense to NDSU, it's a great school too. But anyway,
it started, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. But anyway, I will say,
says the man wearing blue.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say all these ag schools have helped each other get better. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun. But when we got out of college, that's when we decided to, or our dad together with us decided to expand things. So we only had one store until 1993. And then just started adding one or two at a time and have grown from there.
What I think is interesting too, Scott, is just how our dad got started. He wasn't interested in, I want to do applications for others and I want to make all the decisions for others. What he was trying to do is, hey, I just want to bring education. That's what I see that farmers really need, is they just need to know, all right, what are the backgrounds on these things and how can I best use them, and then they can go out and execute, because he just saw the value in farmers that, gosh, we got all these guys who are independent, who are entrepreneurial, that want to do the best, and they know their land better than anybody else. And he thought, all I want to do is give education and try and empower these people, and that's really how Ag PhD got going, too. Now, I guess Brian and I weren't sharp enough. We started the Ag PhD TV show, and our dad kind of sold us on it. He's like, oh, come on, guys, it's only a 30-minute show. We'll each take a third of that, and it'll be pretty simple. That's only 10 minutes, and, maybe it's only 7 or 8 minutes, depending on commercials or whatever else. And so you kind of got us sold on it. I don't know. How long did Dad last doing
one
the show?
Year.
Yeah.
One
within
year.
1 year, he worked himself out of the show and put it all on Brian and me.
Three guys the keys.
But, yeah. it's been fun.
He did a little grain marketing talk on the very first year of Ag PhD, and we'd always say, this is the entertainment portion. Don't believe anything he's telling you.
I love it. And now Acres TV, this platform. So it's morphed into something pretty extraordinary. Only a few seconds left, but tell us about Acres TV, Brian.
Well, Acres TV is a new streaming platform. We're happy to be on it at Ag PhD, and there's a lot of other great content out there. So just check out Acres TV.
It is. It's like YouTube for agriculture, and a lot of options, and it streams everywhere. Android, Apple, Apple TV, Roku. So it's available a lot of places, including in the on-demand in the palm of your hand. A fascinating new twist. We'll be talking about that in the months to come, too. Gentlemen, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Brian and Darren Hefty with us for Field Day. We'll see you here tomorrow, folks.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
That's right. I'll tell you what's on special today. PetroServe USA Congressman Kelly Armstrong joining us till the top of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 701-258-0550. We're in Baltic, South Dakota today, overlooking the setup for field day. 10,000-plus folks will descend on Baltic, which is just north of the Sioux Falls, about 15, 20 minutes. You see the exit off of I-29, Cam misses. And our broadcast coming to you today and tomorrow, actually, brought to you by Hefty Naturals in beautiful Baltic, South Dakota. What a great story. We have some great lunch specials today that include Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City, exit 292. I invented an exit on I-94. It's 292 head north. Can I do that, Todd? Do we have
somebody's going to do it now too? You're going to see tire tracks in the grass. And
you're right. Yeah, they're going to say, "Well, he said there was an exit 294. It's exit 292. You head north at that exit off of 94, and you got the good stuff: lasagna and hardwood today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders and mac and cheese. Salisbury steak at 12th and I-29. Salisbury steak in Glendon, orange chicken in Yulin, and the scallop potatoes and ham are on the 45th store. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. 27 before the top of the hour. Congressman Kelly Armstrong back with us, as he is every other week, taking your calls, questions, and comments on the program. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Last time you were talking about hot dogs and polishes at the Red River Valley Fair. Now you're talking about Swedish meatballs. Every time I get on your show, I get hungry.
That's the idea here. We're making our listeners hungry for those fine sponsors. You're right. That was the fair last, and we're at Field Day here in Baltic, South Dakota, where a lot of North Dakotans will be tomorrow checking out the first real big egg show of the year. So it's that time of year, Kelly, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about this a vote in which you joined 47 other Republicans. A lot of feedback on it that from our listeners has not exactly been positive, saying, why in the world would Congressman Armstrong join Democrats in a small handful of Republicans on this? So let's just start from the beginning and your decision-making process on this marriage bill.
Sure. Well, first of all, I mean, it was a pretty cynical ploy from Speaker Pelosi to take the attention off of inflation, crime, all of the other things, high gas prices and all of that. But this goes back to the Obergefell decision in 2015, which I believe was an overreach. And that was basically said that marriage is a federal issue and it's not a state issue. And I disagree with that. North Dakota has a constitutional ban on gay marriage. I think marriage is part of what states do and not what the federal government should do. But there's a second part of that which exists to all, and this only applies to civil marriages, and I think that's important. This doesn't do anything about conscientious objectors, religious, no church is required to do it, nobody, all of those different issues. But there's a second part of this which is called the full faith and credit clause of the United States Constitution. And you can only apply states' rights to things if you have what is called the full faith, and it essentially is the civil marriage, which, like, unfortunately, this is where we're at, but it's true. It's a contract. And all this bill does that says is if Obergefell would ever get overturned, that you would honor other states' marriages. Nothing in it requires North Dakota to do it. Nothing requires anybody else, any church to do it. But if you just like we don't have, I mean, this is an example and it's not an apples to apples, but we don't have common law marriage in North Dakota. But we have to honor common law marriage in from Montana. And so if you get married under a legal contract, civil engagement in any other state, all this says is the United States full faith and credit clause would apply to it.
So a scenario we've heard brought up is, for instance, Utah is a state where polygamy is a thing, and you know, one man can be married to several women. Does that mean if I move from Utah to North Dakota, that now is considered a marriage in North Dakota?
Well, first of all, polygamy is illegal in Utah, and it's illegal in all 50 states, whether it happens in religious areas or whatever. It's not recognized by the court of Utah, nor would it be recognized in North Dakota.
All right. So, again, there's the distinction between what a church does and what is civilly recognized as a marriage.
Yeah, by the way, I believe in religious freedom. I don't think religious freedom applies to polygamy. And I don't think the state courts in Utah agree with that either.
There's some reports that Chuck Schumer will not bring this up in the Senate because they prefer having the issue. This goes back to your point about it being a cynical ploy by Nancy Pelosi just to deflect from all the things that really matter to most Americans right now and have an issue they believe is a political winner for them, which, by the way, by a fair reading of the polls nationally, that's an accurate statement, right? They most Americans agree with them on, you know, hey, if somebody wants to get married, two men want to get married, two women want to get married, whatever. I mean, I don't support that. My faith doesn't believe that, but that is a majority view in the United States now, right? So politically, this is a winner for them. Obviously, they'd want to have this issue. Do you agree with that, first of all?
Yes and no. I don't know how the Senate plays, but I think House districts are very, very different and how all of this stuff works forward. I think when we try and conflate all of these different, they're trying every single social issue they can, Scott, because they are absolutely getting crushed on everything dealing with inflation, gas prices, all of these different issues. And they could keep trying to do all of those things to distract Americans, but I'm just telling you, it's not working. And you know how I know it's not working? The DCCC is playing in Republican primaries right now. They're trying to wait the deck. They're specifically dumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into races because they think those candidates will be easier to beat in November.
So yeah, that tells you some of the shenanigans going on. Do you believe that the reports that it will not be brought up in the Senate specifically because they'd rather have the issue than have this decided?
I honestly don't know. The reports in D.C. the last week before an August recess are completely crazy. We don't know what time we're voting today. The Democrats are trying to ram through an assault weapons ban and a bunch of police protection bills, which are our community protection bills, which are actually legitimately dangerous. And they don't have enough votes in the House right now. So we're all running on hold to figure out how everything's going. I do think that they continue to make the same mistake they've been making since the day they took the majority in both the House and the Senate. They have a 50-50 Senate, and if somebody has COVID or somebody's flight is delayed, they can't even hold a vote. They have the smallest majority in the history of the House. and they continue to act like they have an FDR majority. And not only do they not have that majority, they're, to be quite honest, fairly incompetent at getting anything passed at this point.
Yeah, I believe there's two Democrats out with COVID right now. Joe Manchin is one. I forget the other. So to your point, when you have a tenuous majority, that's a little tough. Questions or comments are welcome here on the What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, 701-258-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Daniel, let me know who's waiting to go there, and I will get to the calls here in just a moment. Anything else you want us to know about the marriage bill? I think the toughest thing for Republicans, and this often happens in my view, Kelly, is, and I realize, you know, Kevin McCarthy on one side. What do you make of the fact that 47 Republicans joined the Democrats, but you had members of the Republican leadership that didn't join it, which adds to some of the confusion about why? What are we doing?
I think some of it depends on, I did divorces for 10 years when I was a lawyer. Like, I've handled a divorce from all over the country. I handled one from Korea. I've handled them from Mexico. I think some of it, some of these things get just weird. The leader of the Freedom Caucus voted yes. And at the same time, you have leadership going. I think it's one of those votes that it comes down to how people, view what this looks like moving forward, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. And there are all kinds of reasons to disagree with it. Reasonable people can have those disagreements. But the other side of it, which is more of a practical side, since Obergefell became law in 2015, there's like 1.2 million people who have utilized that law to do everything from, as simple as tax planning, healthcare decisions, custody of children, and as that goes on, you have to have a meaningful way to, unfortunately, 45% of all marriages end in divorce, which is a bigger functional issue of society as a whole. But we have to have an ability to recognize that from a practical standpoint as well.
Hannah,
I just think it's really clear, and I think it's important that people know that this doesn't change North Dakota law, and if it did, I wouldn't have supported it.
Hannah in Mandan for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, go ahead.
Yes, I have two things. One, the letter that was sent to the Secretary of Treasury and the Secretary of Defense by Kramer, Hoeven, and Rubio, obviously they were all senators. My first question is, why wasn't Armstrong's name on there? And then the second one that disgusts me, the Republicans went, and I'm sorry if I do not have the bill actually as it is, the bill about the sanctioning or supporting the marriage between homosexuals, that it should be honored, if I'm saying it correctly. And he signed it. Armstrong was on that.
Well, you're talking to Congressman Armstrong. He wouldn't have signed it, but he voted in favor of it, which we've just which we just talked about. Anything on the bill before we go to the question of the letter?
What do you mean? You just talked about it. Well, I missed it, I guess. I turned the radio on.
Right, and and Congressman Armstrong is going to answer here. Just let's give him a moment.
Okay, well, anyway, it disgusts me because he didn't stand strong against what is right. And he talks about this country crumbling. Well, he in himself is helping it because the defense of one man and one woman's marriage should be supported. And that's all I'm going to say. So that's it.
All right, Congressman Armstrong.
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to repeat what I just did for the last 8 minutes, and I understand that. And people are very passionate about the issue. This bill does nothing about religious marriages. It does nothing about North Dakota law. If Obergefell would ever be overturned, there's a question whether the part of the full faith and credit would be overturned either. All this does is says that there's full faith and credit, and we will honor civil contracts from another state. With regards to the CFIUS letter from the Senate, it wasn't a delegation letter. It wasn't reached out to us. We've been briefed for 2 hours with the U.S.-China coalition. We are talking to CFIUS on a daily basis. We're trying to get the right questions asked and make sure that we're getting those national security implications moving forward. This is an issue that's constantly being worked on in our office.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Senator Kramer, Senator Hoeven about this. Do you ever see a scenario in which Fufeng operates a corn milling plant in Grand Forks? Is that going to happen? Doesn't seem like to me.
You know,
the tea leaves are stacking up that it's going to. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. They're a long way to go before they get there. I think there's a long, when I hear the music, we can talk about it after the break.
All right, yeah, let's do that.
There's a long question about this.
All right. 16 before the top of the hour. One more segment to go with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We'll continue after the break. 800-228-0550. Text us questions. 237-1590 on What's on Your Mind Today. We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump, but The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, back with Kelly Armstrong, congressman representing all of North Dakota, that large seat, obviously. Questions or comments, welcome. Text pouring in here at 237-1590 or your calls at 701-258-0550. Brought to you today by MyPillow, where they have MyCoffee now. That's right. Mike searched the globe for the best coffee, found it, a great entrepreneurial spirit, a family that was producing coffee, said, let's give you some marketing oomph here. And like many entrepreneurs that are supported at MyStore.com, you can go to MyStore.com right now, use the promo code Scott, and get this brand new coffee at 25% off. Oof! Is that any good or what? Mike's hosting the Truth Summit, by the way, coming up next month in Springfield, Missouri. We will be there broadcasting live for that as well. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com. Use the promo code Scott for all the best deals when you go there, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. My big question is, I think there's zero chance Fu Feng ends up operating a corn milling plant at Grand Forks, North Dakota. Knowing what we know now from Tom Cotton, from Mark Warner, from Kevin Cramer, from, you know, Armed Service Committee members, you go right down the list, and you've got a lot of people that have raised red flags, not to mention what this analyst at the Air Force has said as well about this. So do you think there's any chance they ultimately end up getting this?
Yeah, like I said before, this is a long road to home. I one of the guys on the Grand Forks County Zoning Board pointed that out when they started doing the rezoning and all of that, and kind of took it out of the political side of it, but also said this listed the amount of things that have to go on before that. But I think there's a bigger, I mean, obviously this is a very hot button and emotional issue, but there's a bigger, the Democrats like to create a ton of select committees, and I think we should get rid of all of them. January 6th, modernization, the economy. The one I think we have to keep is the Select Committee on China. And the reason is because it affects trade policy, national security policy, energy policy. It goes cross-jurisdictional ag policy. And that's what I mean. 30% of North Dakota corn goes to China right now. 70% of North Dakota soybeans go directly to China, with it at another 20%. Indirectly entering the Chinese market. We have to have a strategic conversation and deal with this. That China is our biggest strategic adversary in the 21st century, and we cannot leave these kind of multifaceted national security decisions and put them on the backs of a local city council, whether it's in Grand Forks or any state, any city in the country.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I think also Grand Forks has done well with the process. They were handed this crap sandwich very late. There was an effort.
And you remember this in 2018 when Congressman Cramer was running for the Senate and China put tariffs on North Dakota soybeans and U.S. soybeans. They did that specifically to put pressure on people in tough races. Like all of these things come in and play into each other. And I mean, we have real problems with China. We have real problems with food insecurity and China trying to take out, their One Belt, One Road initiative. We have to address these issues because it's the single biggest national security issue facing the country. But we also have to be honest with North Dakota ag producers and everybody else that some of these decisions that we make may have economic consequences. And I don't mean in far off places. I mean in the Red River Valley.
Listener says, this makes as much sense as a U.S.-owned rice milling plant in China. And I think what you're talking about is we're talking about two separate things here. One, are we linked to them? Do we need our products to go to them? We produce way more than we can use. You bet. Should we have one of their Chinese-owned facilities near our Air Force base? Absolutely not. No way, no how. You agree with that sentiment, Kelly?
Well, I want to see what the CFIUS report is. I mean, there's three different ways that could work. They could say yes, they could say no, and I think far and away in the middle, they're probably going to say that some of these different, here's the real issues. And then the question is the juice worth the squeeze? And I'm going to wait until they do it and I get briefed on it. But yeah, I think there's obviously a lot of really smart people have raised real concerns.
Texter says, once again, Kelly puts out a vote without explanation. Doing that gets the people extremely upset with him. Does he understand that anger he creates? Obviously talking about the marriage bill.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we gave a statement that night. I don't know. I mean, how we continue to work forward on all of those things. I mean, we don't run 17 press releases a day. And Scott, you know this as well as anybody else. The only people who read those are about 9 reporters, and they determine whether they cover it or not. I mean, we gave a statement that night. We didn't hide from it.
Texter says, Kelly's answered the question. Sorry here, I lost it. These texts are pouring in here, and we're not going to have time to get to all of them. But Kelly answered the question but didn't tell you why he voted how he voted. That makes sense?
I don't know. I thought I did tell you how I voted. I believe in the full faith and credit clause, and I believe that you have to have the ability to do this. And it was a smart bill. They didn't put any poison pills that would cause guys like me to vote against it. The basic nature of this bill. Nothing in current law changes, by the way. We would always honor North Dakota law, but have to honor other states' contracts. And it's important in North Dakota, too. You need to have your contract. If you believe in states' rights and you believe in those issues, as I do, and I do more now after being in Congress for 3 years than I did before, you have to have full faith and credit from other states' contracts, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. And it was narrowly tailored. Nobody has to provide one in a religious setting. North Dakota would, if Obergefell got overturned, North Dakota's constitutional ban would go into effect again immediately. It's just, as we continue to move through society, you have to be able to honor other state contracts, civil contracts.
All right. We appreciate the feedback. Our time's short with Kelly today. He's got to run to another meeting, but we'll continue this conversation on these and other topics. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Take a break. When we come back, we'll open up those phones. Lay it on us. What's on your mind? More after this.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3¼-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My
My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.